Now, as you would have heard if you were listening to Radio Kerry News, Kerry County Council have invited expressions of interest from the public for the Fells Point centre, the plot of land at Fells Point in Tralee. People are invited to have their say, have their suggestions, have their recommendations as to what could happen at the centre and what it could be used for in relation to the prospect and the future of the area and its effect and its benefit otherwise on the town. Now, this is not the first time this has been talked about, of course, in relation to the use of the two sites at the Fells Point in Tralee. My next guest has made a suggestion, I think it was 3 years ago now, and that is businessman Mark Lean, who's with me in our studio in Tralee. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Great to be with you again.
Now, inviting expressions of interest for the sites which are located on Dan Spring Road in Tralee, you have previously spoken about a plan for a permanent home for those of Tralee. I think it was 2023 when you said it, Mark.
I did.
What's your view on you know, what you think should happen now?
Well, first of all, I think, and thank you to Trasa and thank you to you for having me on. First of all, I think that we got a great reaction. It is 3 years ago. A lot of people came in and said to me, you know, into the coffee shop and, you know, on the phone and stuff like that and said, your idea was great. But one gentleman phoned me from Ballyhigh and he said, look, he said, can you put aside two of them seats for me that you're selling for €500 each? He said, one for me, one for my late wife. And I said, okay. But he said, I want specifically 1959 and 1960. And I said, why? He said, I met her in 59 and I married her in 1960. He said, both at the Rose of Tralee. So there's different memories for different people. That's just an example.
Yeah.
There was great kind of, interest online. But of course, the council aren't asking for people's opinions online. They're asking people with deep pockets to come in and say, right, would you like to build this? Would you like to do that, etc.? This is the only site that's zoned for such an amenity. My dream is still the same, but I was never asked if I wanted to come down and address them. I was never given a time period. Like if you left Mark Lean off with the bit between his teeth and said, right, we'll give you two years with your idea to see the feasibility. We'll hold off anyone else from coming in to this last bastion of real estate left in Tralee for this kind of amenity. And we'll give you 2 years to see if you can make your idea work and get the financing. And if you do get the financing for it in that 2 years, which is a lot of money, then we'll turn around and we'll give you a pre-planning meeting with, I suppose, in principle, the idea for a Rose Arena, the go-ahead in principle.
Okay, that's what you'd be looking for. Well, look, this is part of the council's, you know, idea for sustainable economic growth, urban regeneration in Tralee.
Yeah.
Two sites, 2.3 hectares in size. That's the east of the Rose Hotel and a zone for tourism-related purposes. The second is the south of the Ballymullen roundabout. That's around about a hectare, 0.95 hectares, zoned as a mixed-use opportunity site. And what they're looking for is innovative, high-quality proposals that will enhance the economic, social and environmental fabric of Tralee and contribute to the development of the Fells Point area as a strategic location. They must align with current national, regional and local planning guidelines as outlined in the county development plan. So this is, you know, it's open to anybody to get involved.
It is. And Tralee needs something, Jerry. We're the capital of Kerry. And we need something badly that will draw people in on a kind of a rotating basis, not the same thing. So people have come up with all sorts of, you know, feasible and reasonable objections to me. A lot of people said it's a swamp. Some more people turned around and said to me, the water rises with tides down there. This was addressed with the culvert, the Rose Hotel. If there's something next to that that's kind of complementary to the Rose Hotel, these are all thoughts that were going through my mind. There's actually a third space across the road. I think that would need to be incorporated as well as the two that they've put up on the site. But I think if we let this go, my main message today is if we let go the idea of a fabulous entertainment centre for Tralee that will draw people into Tralee, then like the advert says, when it's gone, it's gone. You know, and we won't get it back. And I my mind goes back in a small way to things like Spirals into Brandon, where if I didn't go down there, I wouldn't have met my wife, Tommy Horn, the great innovator that he was, bringing the great axe up to Horns, you know, and in a small way. But we have great memories of that. And life's, you know, grew and spurned from that, and people made families and stuff like that. And I'm not saying the same thing would happen with the Rose Arena, but I'm saying people have memories of places. And, we need something for Tralee, Jerry.
Yeah. So you're saying that idea that you had is still the genesis of what you're saying. A 5,000-seater venue at Fells Point in the main area just across from the Rose Hotel. And that would incorporate the Rose of Tralee, but obviously lots of other events throughout the year.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm not proposing to build this for the Rose of Tralee Company, with all due respect.
But it would be used by the Rose of Tralee.
More than likely. I mean, it's an obvious thing. Yeah. But, it would be used for a lot of other things as well, Jerry. I feel very passionately about it and very strongly. I suppose the only thing that's changed, and this is with all due respects to the builders out there and the price of things and the way things have gone up, and that's another
gone
reality.
Way up.
I'd nearly bring in a bunch of Chinese builders to start building the LED part of it, you know, but that's just a section of it, a certain part of it, the roof with the rose thing, you know. My brother's married to a Chinese lady, and she taught me they specialise in a lot of these things. So I don't know, Jerry. Look, I'd love to sit down with people. Not everything I'm saying is right, but it is in my head, you know.
Sure. The question is, how would you fund it? How would you fund it and make it pay for itself?
Okay, as I said to you before, I've got a brother-in-law. He's in the UK. He's an expert in online technology. And he would build a website where people could commit €50 or €100 or whatever towards this new project. And it would be... it would be tied in escrow. Wouldn't be taken out of their account, etc., etc. And when the whole amount of money is reached, then... they're built for it at the same time, and then the building starts going. It takes off, and you know, that kind of a way. But it would need some time. But at the moment, it looks like I said, I wasn't asked in there. I wasn't asked to talk about it. And the other thing as well, Jerry, is that someone like Mark Lean can't kind of come up with these things. It's normally to do with council members, council officials that come up with these sort of things.
But well, they're putting the call out, Mark, to anyone with a high quality idea, so you can. Put a proposal together, put a business plan together.
Well, my proposal had a lot of detail in it 3 years ago, and fair play to Radio Kerry, they got me in to talk about it at the time, and the public felt very strongly about it. You go down to town today and you'll hear the same things that will be coming out of people's mouths. You know, we need our own centre, we need something for Tralee, we need something to draw people into
Tralee. People might talk about housing as well, perhaps, maybe.
Well, God bless Father Brick on his retirement. He had houses built in Tralee as well. It takes initiative from people. I mean, you know, planning is a big thing. And I didn't realise it until I started dealing with it myself, you know. I think the council could be a little bit more helpful in planning. You know, I own a site myself, and I've planning for 14 properties, and you know, it's just sitting there because of various different issues, which I won't go into. But the thing is, you know, it could be a bit more helpful. Whatever there's these blockages, people could be brought in and sat down and say, right, what can we do to help this to move along, especially when it's in town centre, like my property, you know. But to put housing down there, Jerry, when it's actually zoned for recreational and entertainment and stuff like
that would be
a shame, you know.
Okay, well, you think as well, you're talking about crowdfunding for the construction of it. Well, but there's a bigger question which has beset the idea of a permanent dome for many years.
Yeah.
You can build something, you can get it up and running, but the question is, will it pay for itself in the long term? And who is the person underwriting all of that if it doesn't? Like, you're talking about an entertainment centre, 5,000 seats.
Yeah.
We're right next to Killarney, which attracts a lot of the top names in the entertainment industry. This would be looking to compete on a level with Killarney to try and get big acts in, try and get big crowds in, and try and pay for itself. You've seen Satira up around the corner as well, which has had its issues in terms of changing its focus. The big question is, Mark, do you believe, if it was to be built, and that's a big if, you're talking about crowdsourcing, that's fine, get it done that way, will it survive in the long term?
That's a very fair point. And, you know, there was talk about, the rugby one that was built in Limerick, etc.
And it was handed off to the council, and they didn't want to run it. I think JP paid for it or something, and it was sent off to the council. They didn't want to know.
But rugby is a specific thing for a specific group of people. It has, you know, I mean, even though it has a large amount of people that love rugby, but it's a unique niche in itself, whereas this is entertainment. It could be open to all different things, music, sporting events, you know, whatever. With a 5,000-seater arena, anything could happen there, and we'd have new experiences coming to the town. So I think it would work. Like you said, there would be people, there would need to be a managerial team inside there. But there are certainly wonderful people around Tralee that would, you know, give advice on how to run certain things. And, you know, if the council were involved in it, they could put the restaurant, for instance, out to tender and stuff like that in it. You know, I have various different ideas for it, but... I don't know, Jerry. It's a kind of a hard question to answer for me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mark, final point. Are you going to put in a submission?
I will have to at this stage.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I came up with this thing 3 years ago and then it kind of took off and there was coverage in the newspapers and the media and stuff like that. And people were asking me and people stopped me in the street and saying that's a great idea and whatever. But I suppose I felt powerless in a certain sense. But I just love Tralee. Do you know, I love the festival the way it used to be. Like, call me a romantic dreamer. I like the fact that there's a James Last Memorial outside Austin Stacks Park, you know. I like that we remember Christy Hennessy in the square. I like that we take pride in our own heritage. But I think that we're definitely missing a trick in Tralee, and I think that we need something to bring people in en masse and, you know, fill the hotels and stuff like that, Jerry. We have the best of everything in Kerry. We really, really do, but we're missing that. And, you know, I don't think it will affect Killarney too much. Killarney have their thing. Like, the county version of the Rose of Tralee, the picking of Caoimhe Lynch, whose beautiful, lovely rose, that was over in Killarney this year. You know, the Rose of Tralee. And will the main thing go to Killarney? A lot of people are fearful of that because we don't have a venue in Tralee. But again, this wouldn't be built just for the Rose of Tralee Festival. You know, the Rose of Tralee Festival is its own business.
Yeah. Okay, Mark, listen, interesting one. We'll see what happens with regards to that. Good luck with your expression of interest
and Jerry.
Submitting it, and we'll see where it goes from there. If you've a view on what Mark Dean has to say, Tralee needs something, needs a centre, 5,000-seater, now is the time. And if we don't grasp the opportunity, it will be gone forever. Give us your thoughts on that. That's Mark Lean with his ideas on that. If you've a view, get in touch.